Yes, indeed. Fourth quarter of the program begins right now. Fourth and final hour. We're up at Chiefs training camp. Our camp coverage brought to you by Rally House and Kansas Sampler, getting you geared up for the game. Metro PCS, Mosaic Life Care, official health care provider of the 2018 Kansas City Chiefs training camp. It's Mosaic Life Care and Missouri Lottery. We're here by the practice field, now dormant. Chiefs will play Thursday night. We'll talk about that with Mick Schaefer here shortly. But time to play the feud. With the sports director of 41 Action News, Mick Schaefer. We need a contestant. 913-3810-810.
We do. Can't play without a contestant.
No, we need a contestant. Who wants to win a $50 gift card to Hen House? It really is just that easy. Well, you actually got to beat us. So 913-3810-810, the phone number. We'll get a contestant. Mick, how are you, my friend?
It's great to be here. Right in the middle of all the action here. The energy down here.
In the middle. Hang on a second. I'm going to call it. Why don't you take your headset off and go talk to the man?
I will. I thought I could sign language.
They obviously, like, I don't know if they need to, like, run the sprinklers or something is going on. We're in the way.
Something bad's about to happen.
And Curtis is, like, calling for the lefty out of the bullpen with this guy instead of just going over and talking to him. He's, like, he's giving some, like, around and point and the watch and the clock. And I don't know if he's coming to give us a ride or what it is. But
probably a hard time, I've found. A lot of times they come out and give you a hard time.
I have not found that today. There have been other moments, but not today.
I had to hurdle just one fence to get here, which is pretty good.
Really? They like you to come this way now. Every year there's a new nuance.
There's a new rule. I watched some of the Mo West practice over there.
Did you?
I was peeking around for the last chance you guy. Who's supposedly here, the wide receiver who couldn't go, I don't know if you've seen it yet, who couldn't go D1 after his final year. Juco had to go to D2, was supposedly trying to get here. Last I heard was there was some coursework to complete, shocker, but he was supposedly headed for Mo West.
Well, good.
Carlos Thompson, I believe.
We'll see how it goes. I have not seen the show, heard much about it.
Yes.
I need to check it out. I hear it's really,
really
good.
Yeah. They say one word a lot.
And
you
one
might
we
be familiar
can't say.
With the word, I don't know.
Yeah.
It starts with an F and it's not
the.
Friendly.
The.
Okay. Good to know. We have a contestant here for the feud. Does that contestant have a name, Rob?
He does. It is Joel.
Joel, thanks for joining us here in the program. Welcome, my friend. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Very good. Do you know how the feud is played, my friend?
I do indeed.
Okay, good. So you have a choice. You can play with Mick, you can play with Curtis, or you can play with me. Who will be your partner today in an effort to win a $50 gift card to be used anywhere you want within the wonderful Hen House markets?
I'll go with you, Saran. How about that?
Let's do it. Let's rock and roll. I'm not afraid of Curtis.
Taking this personally,
Schaefer.
Not afraid of Curtis at all. Schaefer. All right, so it's going to be me and Joel against Curtis and Mick. Joel, do you want to go first or do you want to go second? Or do you want to make them pick first?
So many choices.
What, did we lose Joel? Joel, you still there? Rob, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Joel is there. I'll put him back on hold real quick.
Okay.
Maybe he's just thinking things through.
Very important.
You threw three questions at him. That's a lot there.
Okay, no, I got to phone a friend.
The communication. Curtis immediately went, uh-oh, it's us.
It's like, what?
No, it says the numbers are good.
Yeah,
the numbers are good.
We good.
So it does not appear to be on a...
Did we lose Joel? Buttons over here.
We have lost Joel. On the line. I should clarify. He lost him on the line.
Well, we hope that's all.
Yeah, I'd be...
I will tell you, on vacation, I have not checked. A horrific accident happened right in front of me on Interstate 80 or 94 outside of Chicago.
Wow.
A car hit the side of a semi. I watched it, and I was right behind the car. Well, I saw the semi kind of rock, and I'm like, oh, my God, I thought it was gonna fall over on me. Car then, like, somehow got up in front of the truck, shot across, flipped over. The truck flipped it over and down on its hood down the side. Meanwhile,
I may have just artfully got away, avoided.
You didn't stop to talk to the cops.
I had my wife and two kids, and the whole world pulls over.
There's other people. Other people take care of it.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
I'm the same way. I was just a hard time.
Everybody, like, whenever there's an accident, 500 people want to be the hero.
Yeah.
Right?
I've got a cell phone. Do you need a cell phone? No, we all have cell phones.
Yeah.
I
was
like, you need me to call someone for you? No, it's not 1976.
Yeah. Listen, what am I going to do? Run down an embankment?
Yeah.
I don't have the jaws of life in my car. Yeah. So, Yeah, we were actually quite shaken up. So losing Joel gave me a moment to share that with you. Joel, you are back, though. Is that correct?
I am back. Sorry. You know, Overland Park, it's just hard to get a cell phone signal out here.
Oh, God. Yeah,
the boondocks at 135th.
All right. Do you want to play first or second, my friend?
I'll go second.
All right. He's going to go second, so it'll be me first for the Petro-Joel combo. What about you two?
That's me always.
All right. So let's go.
All right. Give me Mick. Give me Sarin. The Vacation Boys going head-to-head here.
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
I've not been paying attention to anything. Don't ask any sports questions.
That should help you a lot in this game, if I can be so kind.
All right, here we go. We surveyed 100 of our fine listeners. We got the top five answers. We asked them to name any writer at the Kansas City Star.
Mick Sarin.
Mick.
Blair Kirchhoff.
Not the top answer.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
Sarin.
I'm going to go Sam Mellinger.
Top answer, play or pass.
How many we got here?
You guys got three more.
I mean, does Sam write or does he just spew opinions? Huh?
Joel, what do you want to do? You want to play or do you want to pass? I kind of like
I got one in mind. That I don't know how many I'd go beyond that. So
if you can get one, I think I can get one more, and then there's no way they can get one.
All right, well, let's play then.
All right, we're going
to
play.
All right, over to you, Joel. Name any writer. Sorry, one more time.
Vahe Gregorian.
Vahe Gregorian is there. Back to you, Sarin.
Now I'm just wondering, did they get something wrong? They've had so many changes. Actually, maybe we should have bounced it after Vahe. This does get a little bit tougher. I'm going to try some baseball bylines. I'm going to say Maria Torres.
Maria Torres is correct. Back to you, Joel.
Oh, my God.
Trez Taylor.
See, I thought,
Yahoo.
Did they? Yeah, he's moved on to Yahoo. Did they bring up some of the old names? How was the question phrased?
Name any writer at the Kansas City Star.
How many more are left?
One left.
Oh, just one.
Oh, there's only one?
Man.
Oh, God. which one do I want to go with? Oh, man. I'm going to try, I don't know, Gary Bedore.
Joel, back to you.
Oh, boy. I'm at a loss. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Chance to steal, Curtis and Mick.
No, that's not. It's only two.
That's three.
Bedore.
Yeah. Yeah,
Perez Taylor and no answer. Yeah. That's three strikes.
Okay, yeah. Did we just have the guy we just had on?
That's Sam McDowell's one. There's Jesse Newell. There's the two new beat writers, right? Brooke and Lynn.
Yeah,
are they maybe two new?
Probably.
So
they got to put it on somebody who doesn't work there anymore.
Yeah.
Sam, we just had him on. Like, people aren't answering
but
now.
But still, though, these are people who listen to the show, right, and are familiar with
him. He's on a lot.
Yeah, I'm fine with that one. Yeah. Oh, Sam McDowell.
Sam McDowell is correct.
Right. Way to talk it through,
100
Curtis.
Points
sorry,
over to Mick and
God,
Curtis.
I'm
if only Sarin had just interviewed someone from the Star, you guys would be in the money.
I thought about Sam. I didn't know if, like,
where you rank, Sam.
I didn't know if KU would be bigger.
I actually thought Sam Mellinger and Sam McDowell were the same person until now.
God,
I guess
I'd
never seen them in the same room.
I actually thought Alex Schiffer might be the guy to pop up.
Oh, yeah, the zoo guy.
He will be. We do this for long.
All right, go get him, Joel.
All right, give me Joel, give me Curtis. We surveyed 100 of our fine listeners. We got the top five answers.
Wait a minute, Joel. Joel. You know how to buzz in, right? You say your name.
Yeah, I just say my name, right?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Top five answers are on the board. We asked our listeners to name a television show on the Food Network.
Joel.
Joel.
Iron Chef.
Curtis, chance to steal.
Good Eats.
Joel, back to you.
No, it comes to me. It comes that way.
Over to you, Sarin.
Comes to me. I'm going to take Chopped.
Not the top answer.
That doesn't matter.
No.
After they swung and missed, first one to get it.
Play
I've never seen that before.
That's fine. Play or pass?
My inclination is not to trust Sorin on that one, but I have never seen
it. All right,
so before,
here's what I'm thinking, Joel. My girls like them some Food Network, so I actually know me some shows on the Food Network. We can let them swing and miss.
Oh, maybe Toast is one.
We'll let them swing and miss, and then
we're
I just
toast.
Have to get one, or we could try to strip a category, and I don't get the idea that they've got much of a chance at anything. What do you want to do?
I'm only going to know one at most, so...
How many more are there, Rob?
There are four more.
I think if we grab a couple, they ain't getting anything. You want to play?
Sure, why not?
All right, Joel, to you.
Okay, go for it.
This is a guy. I don't know if this is on there or not. Top Chef. Dang it.
Yeah, that's not on that network.
It's a different network. See, I don't know the network. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm gonna go. Beat Bobby Flay.
Beat Bobby Flay is there. Back to you, Joel.
Is that really a food show? Just punch the guy in the face.
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. I don't know. Is that on there?
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on there. It was the top answer.
Yes.
Nailed it. Well done, Joel.
That's
oh, God. Which one do I go with next? My kids. I'm going to go with Guy's Grocery Games.
Guy's Grocery Games is there. Back to you, Joel.
So you made
happening?
Up phrases.
I just fall down a tunnel.
I'm out on mine. Sorry, I'm a big X on that one.
All right, Saran, third strike on the line. 100 points on the line.
Okay, I gotta try to figure. How many are left?
Just one.
Oh. I'm gonna go Kids Baking Championship. Okay.
Chance to Steal, Curtis and Mick.
Oh, that was three already.
Chance to Steal, sure.
What is that? Who's the guy that does all the food challenges? Adam
Chance
somebody,
to date
right?
Kate Beckinsale.
I just went to college with her.
That's worked out really well. I feel real good about this one.
So what was the Adam somebody does all the
Adam Carolla?
Nope, not him.
Jason Adam? I have no
idea. I don't think this is on.
I'd be calling for the clock, but listening to YouTube boobs try to come
How
up with something is too funny.
The Chew. It's on. It's a show, but I don't think it's
Chew?
On. The Chew. Yeah.
The Chew is incorrect. The one you guys
what,
did not
what is
get,
that on?
I don't know. I just asked about the Food Network. I didn't ask about all
stuff
food shows.
You've come up with more random stuff than the Chew. You're laughing at me.
Well, go ahead. What is it?
The one you guys did not get was the Pioneer Woman.
I've heard of that one,
actually.
I have not. I was not going to get that one.
Kind of weird
no
conversation
idea.
About that before.
What we that's
an offshoot of Little House on the Prairie.
It's not the same category.
Not the 1-800 number.
No.
You guys got 96 points.
It's not role playing.
They
okay?
give the mom off Little House on the Prairie of her own show.
How much did we get? 96.
96.
God, I love Laura Ingalls Wilder.
Okay, very good. So we each need two more to win.
It's on. Sorry, guys. Just look up the Chew. No big deal.
The Chew.
You're an idiot. Let's move on.
It's on the W.
All right. Give me Sorin. Give me Mick. We surveyed 100 of our fine listeners.
It's on ABC.
We got the top 9 answers.
Real champ.
We asked them to name any player that was a member of the 2015 Royals.
Mick. Eric Hosmer.
Top answer, player pass.
Playing all day.
So top 9.
Did there you guys are, get 100 last time?
Yes, there are 8 more answers. They got 96 last time.
96, okay.
Christmas. I will say...
So long ago.
Lorenzo Cain.
Are you playing or passing?
Yeah, we're playing.
Yes, they play. Cain is correct. Ooh. Back to you, Mick.
Mike Moustakas.
Moustakas is correct.
Wade Davis.
Wade Davis is there.
How about somebody else?
Yeah,
I'll go with Alcides Escobar. Oh, boy.
Sal Perez.
Perez is there. You guys have 4 answers remaining and 2 strikes to get her done.
How about Ben Zobrist?
Zobrist is there.
I'm going to go Yordano Ventura. Ooh. How quickly they forget.
Alex Gordon.
Gordon is there. 2 possible answers. 1 strike remaining.
I'm going to go Edinson Volquez.
Chance to Steal, Joel and Sorin. There are 2 possible answers on the board.
This is 15, right?
Correct.
Yeah. 15, the championship team.
85.
Okay, Johnny Cueto?
Yep, that's the one I was really thinking. I got Cueto, Rios, Guthrie written down. I think that'd be that's the core guys. Kelvin Herrera for the HDH part of the equation. Holland was gone, so Herrera will be in the mix. I'm kind of thinking Johnny Cueto.
Cueto's who I had in my head the whole time. So
okay, we're gonna go Johnny Cueto.
Johnny Cueto is there. 97 points are also there for you guys. The one player did not get was Johnny Gomes.
Oh, that would have been been our 30th guess.
Edson Volquez, no. Johnny Gomes.
Absolutely. LCDS Escobar, God, no. No way.
LCS MVP, no. Johnny Gomes.
The guy who did the speech.
Cussing at the parade, yes. Okay, good to know, good to know. 195, 100 were 6 points away from victory. We can taste it, Joel.
You had 99 there?
97.
97.
All right, give me Joel, give me Curtis. We surveyed 100 of our fine listeners, and we asked them, we got five possible answers. We asked them, past or present, name a goalkeeper for USA Soccer.
Joel.
Joel.
Tony Miola.
Miola is there. Not the top answer, though, Curtis.
Tim Howard.
Howard is the top answer. There are three remaining answers. Would you like to play or pass?
Is that
no, it's us. I don't know that I can help.
Yeah, I don't know.
For USA, Team USA Soccer.
Yeah. Let's pass.
So, yeah.
We'll pass.
So, okay. Yeah, we'd have to get one right. Let's pass.
Yeah, that's great. So now, here's the beauty of this, Joel. I ain't got anything.
Over to you.
We should have got.
We want to play.
So no. Tough tatas. So that's beautiful. I can't believe they made such a titanic mistake.
I can. I can absolutely believe that.
I'm gonna say Smith.
Okay. Over to you, Joel.
Jones.
He's down with the game.
And I'm going to go, Thomas.
Chance to steal, boys.
Why did we do that?
I have no idea. As soon as I did, I was like, that was dumb.
V-I-C-T-O-R-Y. Victory. Victory.
Let's see.
Let's
Team USA goalie.
Let's think of Wizard goalies or MLS.
Sure.
Enzo DePayde.
Bo Shani. How about that?
Ken Dryden. Just naming any.
That one time Tim Melia was moonlighting on the team. We'll go Tim Melia.
We'll go.
The ones you guys did not
Martin Brodeur.
The ones you guys did not get, I will in order. Hope Solo.
We didn't think about soccer.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. I was keeping my mouth shut. I'm like, I couldn't think of her name. Brianna, I'm like, I almost said
Brianna.
The other one, Scurry.
I'm so happy because I almost said to Joel, should we think of can you think of a woman's one? And I couldn't think of the name. I'm like, no, that'll be giving a clue to the idiots who passed to us. So
the other two guys did not get were Brad Guzan and Casey Keller.
Nope.
Okay, big
Casey Keller.
Big moment here, though. Did with Tim Howard and Tony Miola.
Yeah.
Did we get six? Did we get six for the win?
You got 58, so yes, you did surpass six.
I do love it indeed. 253 is plenty for the win, and you are going shopping, Joel, at Hen House. I'd invite you to go back to the meat counter.
Well done, Joel.
Grabbing your lunch on the way to work like I do at the delicatessen or the salad bar or the meat counter for grilling out. Go have some fun. You got a $50 gift card from us, my friend. Well done.
Excellent. Thank you.
You bet. Joel, just the superior player, really, to you guys, is what we found out. I'm going to give all credit to him because I couldn't remember Miola or Howard. I was going to get zero. All he had to do was get one.
Miola.
And then not lose his mind and forget completely how the game is played.
It's better to get three strikes against you than one. That's how it works. Yeah. I blame me. I
blame myself.
I'm accountable.
As you were doing it, I was like, blame. I almost started to laugh, and I was like, just what they're doing, it's the total confidence with which they're doing it.
Yeah. We definitely got to do that. That's definitely the right move.
Yes, we'll go where we have to get one right. Good call.
We definitely march across Europe. Absolutely the right to.
In both directions.
Yes.
In both directions.
Fight, I've got a good idea. Oh,
fight,
no,
two enemies. Fight two enemies. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Mick about Chiefs camp. And it's why we're here, you know. We're at Chiefs training camp here in the program.
All right, the Joe's Kansas City Barbecue burnt end of the hour answer. Here's the two numbers. 440 on base, 620 slug. Mike Trout's working on his second consecutive season of 440 and 620. Four men have done it 5 years in a row. I asked for any one of the four. Five straight years, 440 on base, 620 slug.
Barry Bonds.
That's one.
And you said there are four?
There are four.
We've done it
five straight years.
Babe Ruth.
Nope. Amazingly, he
Lou
did.
Luke Gehrig.
He had the most years.
Ted Williams.
Nope.
440 on base and then what slug?
620 slug.
Really? Not Gehrig, Ruth, or
they had Williams? They had more than that, but they didn't have them in succession.
Mickey?
Nope.
That's a good one, too, man.
One.
Frank Thomas.
Trout?
Nope. Trout's got back-to-back.
He's
back-to-back. One is active.
Miggy?
Nope.
Stanton?
Uh-uh.
Active. 440. Votto?
Mm-mm.
Pujols?
Albert Pujols.
Okay, Pujols, Bonds, and...
The other two played a long time ago.
I don't know, Fox, Williams.
Jimmy Fox.
Hornsby.
Rogers Hornsby.
Rogers Hornsby. The Raja.
That was amazing that Williams, Ruth, Gehrig...
Trout is doing something that they never did. Good God. That's
amazing. He's something, man.
Yes.
I mean, someone tweeted at me the other day, it was like kind of offhanded, he goes, we may be watching the best player in the history of the game.
Right, and nobody cares.
Yeah, no one gives a.
No, point. Nobody, and then baseball.
He doesn't play in New York, guys. Okay, all right. He doesn't play in New York
yet. Give it 2020. He's from New Jersey, although he grew.
Just say he's from around there.
He's from South Jersey, so he'd be more of a Phillies fan.
Yeah, he is.
Be smart if the Phillies.
He's an Eagles fan, I know. Yeah.
Loaded everything up to go after him. That'd be an interesting one. And you like the whizzing match where everyone's talking about like they don't do anything to promote Trout. And I'll give the commissioner some credit. Rob Manfred said, you know, he's got to help us a little. He's got to, like, talk to somebody, right? I mean, you can't just be a recluse and then bitch that we don't promote you more.
Is that what he's like?
Yeah, I guess he just goes home. And like, he's not a recluse isn't fair, but he has no interest in the limelight. He has no interest in being Michael Jordan and having his own shoe and being on every commercial, which is part of it. Part of it is that he makes so much damn money. I mean, he's on a team friendly contract where he makes $34 million.
Jeez.
Hey, we'll give you $500K to come shoot this commercial. Pass. Not enough for me to get out of bed. No, sorry. I mean, what would it take when he's got another $34 million coming next year? What does it take to get you to like endorse a product at that kind of guaranteed cash? I mean, I don't know. More than apparently what they've offered him.
Well, yeah, and then, you know, start playing your games much earlier out there, L.A.
Well, you play for the Yankees and Red Sox, and ESPN will do it all for you.
That's true.
It literally, like, even their plays of the night.
Jeter was a recluse, you know, notorious for it.
Well, they had photos of him out on they knew he was dating all the time.
I heard, like, you had to go to his – if you went to his house, you had to, like, put all your personal belongings, so his cell phone's just, like, in a basket or whatever.
It's like at the White House, you know, the Situation Room. They have a locked metal box.
Yes.
You got to put your phone in and lock it up.
But, I mean, he was never really out and about, you know, speaking, right? You know, I mean, to your point, like, but he was in New York, and that kind of did it all for him.
Yeah, it did. It did. Interesting. He's incredible. There's no doubt.
Yep.
Mick Schaefer's with us from 41 Action News. We're up at Chiefs training camp. Mick, what is the big story for you besides Patrick Mahomes up here? Do you see anything that's, you know, we're going to come out of Thursday night's game and you'll be like, okay, this is it. This is what we're watching.
I'm intrigued, and maybe a little bit more has been kind of shaken loose with it over the last week that I've been gone. But the running back competition, who's going to be? Is there going to be a name that's going to be gone here? Is it going to be a
Sharkhandrick
that's going to be gone? Spencer Ware, probably not, I don't think, the way he renegotiated his contract, restructured it to maybe buy him some hot time for that injury to get 100% healed. But they brought in some guys, the Williams, all the Williamses this year. So I'm intrigued to see how many running backs they'll keep, who they'll keep, who they'll be, how they'll use them, all that stuff. Kareem Hunt in year two. How's it going to be when you're the marked man, reigning NFL leading rusher? Because that's going to be, look, last year you're a rookie. You have guys like Alex Smith and the wide receivers saying, hey, we got this. We'll take some of the load off you. You've been thrown into it. Now it's kind of the opposite. The running back position will be leaned upon for this this new quarterback and getting things going.
I'm trying to think. The Eagles made some moves, but they got off. They were winning. Like, if you're winning right away, nobody cares, right? Like, Alshon Jeffrey was signed, and he played pretty good initially. Yeah, everything kind of went right for them, but Sammy Watkins.
Talking about last year?
Yeah, last year. I'm trying to think of like a team, the championship team. Okay, what were their storylines? Yeah. They were rolling along. They played really well. They had the MVP and a second year quarterback. I mean, there was nothing. It was like shangled. Then he got hurt. That was everything. It was about Nick Foles.
Right.
And what a tremendous opportunity lost it was with Wentz going down. And of course, they go on to win the Super Bowl with the backup quarterback.
Did Wentz have a subpar second half of his rookie season? Were they all in on Wentz going in on year two?
No.
I remember. I didn't think so.
I mean, they might have been, but around the NFL, there were, for the most part, I heard a lot of people talking about he was real kind of check down oriented.
Yeah.
And wasn't going to push the ball down the field, of course. And then they went out and got a bunch of receivers and made it better for him. And so I think that'll be interesting to watch here. Same offense, right? With Patrick Mahomes. I do going down the field. I watched him today. No shortage of taking the ball down the field. It was funny because Chad Henne came in and it was all drag routes. He's dropping everything to the drag routes underneath. I mean, it was night and day. I mean, he just either can't or doesn't see the window to go down the field. Now he's with backup receivers.
Yeah.
But against backup defenders. And, I thought that was real noticeable about how short Chad Henne was. And there's Mahomes going down to Kelsey at about, 18 yards on a kind of a post route. And then he dropped just a beautiful ball in the corner of the end zone. Just dropped it in the basket, one of those over the shoulder. And the only guy who could get it was Tyreek Hill. And, again, of course, he brought it in. And I was like, okay, there it is. I mean, I don't see failure. Have we talked about this with you, what you think the floor and the ceiling is for the kid?
I think we've talked a little bit. I don't know if it's with you or with
Cody, maybe.
With Cody, maybe, yeah.
I'm Cutler at the floor and Aaron Rodgers at the ceiling.
Talking about this year or, overall?
His career.
Yeah, I haven't talked about that. Cutler with the floor isn't a bad thing.
No, that's how bullish I am on the guy. Yeah. I've liked him for 2 years in college. I never dreamt, even during his last year at Texas Tech, that they would have to go into the first round. I said they're talking about him in the third, fourth round. I'm like, there's no way. Second round, he might sneak into the bottom of the first, which will be great. That's where the Chiefs are picking. I would have never dreamt that they had to go up to get to 10 to get him. But I love it. I love everything about the kid. So I'm super bullish on the guy. I've liked him all along. So, yeah, Jay Cutler for a floor is a pretty damn good floor.
Yeah, and look.
And he's a better guy.
Right.
Better leader.
Absolutely. He's
half catatonic.
Sure.
And
I mean, you're even a better guy.
That's saying something.
No, and he comes into a great situation, does he not? I mean, with a great head coach, a guy that knows what he's doing, an offense that knows
great
what
talent.
They're doing, a top five. What are you talking about? It was top five offense last year. Where did they finish last year?
Fifth yardage, sixth points.
It's kind of already up and running to where it's going to, I think, mute a lot of his early misgivings and maybe cancel out some failures that he would have if he was going to be if he was Baker Mayfield, if he was the Browns. It's just a night and day situation. I think that a lot of times in professional sports, that's the biggest thing. What situation do you go into?
Right.
And some guys just get
straw. I'll add to it. We can talk about Reed. We can talk about the weapons, how it's all up and running, a good veteran offensive line now. Looks like at least good, right? I saw Pro Football Focus had him rated the number two group of receivers out there. So there's everything to love about that. But how about let's go a step further. I mean, I suppose there are a few people in this town that'll be like, hey, he's got the shadow of Alex Smith looming over him. Nothing but sunshine. I don't see the shadow, right?
Well, I mean, listen, Alex is, I think, a very good if NFL Alex, quarterback, but there's not playoff wins or anything. Like, there's not a ring that he brought to the town. You know, he's not, you know, they're not naming kids after him.
He's 1-4 in the playoffs in this town.
This ain't Rodgers after Favre.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
If he was 4-4, 5-4 with a couple of AFC championship game losses, okay, it's like, hey, I don't care what you do in the regular season. Let me see you in the AFC championship game and go toe-to-toe with Tom Brady and take them to the wire in the biggest, second biggest game you can possibly play in. That's not looming there. I mean, so he comes into a town, and Len Dawson, that's like, you know, the guy that he's going to get compared to, you know, did his thing in the 60s. So the franchise touchdown record was set in, what, 64? In a 14-game season. Like, all he's got to do is come out and be, I'm not going to say average, but slightly above average, and he starts setting records. Wow.
What, his first start, he broke a record, right, with being the first drafted quarterback from the Chiefs to win a playoff game since.
Or win a regular season
regular
game.
Regular season game.
Since Todd Blackledge.
Yeah, since Blackledge.
But, I mean, you know, he throws 31 touchdowns, which is the most that has ever been thrown for an Andy Reid quarterback, by the way. I will point out Donovan McNabb threw 30 once and once only.
What's the rookie record? You guys look that one up?
Marino,
probably?
No,
he threw 20 as a rookie.
It got broken. It was Peyton Manning, and Andrew Luck broke it, I think.
Yeah, oh, really?
I think it's Luck that has it. But 31 was the most, and when Donovan McNabb had 31, I think he had 8 or 9 INTs. He became the first quarterback. Think about where the game has come, because I'm going to tell you what he did before anyone else ever did. Under Andy Reid, in about his third or fourth or fifth year, whenever it was, when he went 31-8, I think it was, he was the first quarterback in the history of the NFL to throw for 30 or more touchdowns and less than 10 INTs. That had never been done, ever. And now we've seen, like, what, 55 and
yeah.
And
what Brady was 50-7.
50-7.
Was 45-6 the year that they, 2011.
That had never been done when, so McNabb's 31 then would be like throwing 40 now. And so he's going to come out and start breaking records. You got a fan base that's just they have no, they have nothing to compare him to, right? There's no, like, well, I'll tell you what, he's no Terry Bradshaw. I'll tell you, no Jim Kelly. I mean, literally, like there's only a handful of the fans that are alive and saw Len Dawson play live.
Yep.
That's the only guy to compare him to is Len Dawson. I mean, he's going to get comparisons to Alex Smith. Don't get me wrong. Particularly the Alex Smith lovers are going to talk about it, and rightfully so, because it was a big decision that they made. But and Trent Green, he's going to get compared to. Those are the other two guys. Bill Kenny, a little bit. I mean, There's really like two guys to compare him to.
Well, according to Pro Football References, the record is 26 for the rookie quarterbacks. Peyton Manning and Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson. It wasn't Luck?
Luck with
26.
23.
Is
the, 26 is the
so
record.
That seems to
but
me.
Manning was
but even if you're not bullish on him, you could say, oh, yeah, that could.
But he's not a rookie.
He's not technically a rookie. Yeah.
No, he's not a rookie.
True, yeah. Sorry.
We keep
so
the,
I keep calling him that.
It just seems that way.
But, yeah, I we've talked all offseason long. Kansas City doesn't know how to handle this kind of situation where you have a drafted guy come in, first-round pick, and just take over the role because they've – almost
you
literally have, never done that.
If he is a star, you've got to go back to George Brett. Like, nobody on the 14-15 Royals
not
is going to live up to the rock star that this guy is.
And
I'll tell you what, I watched Eric Hosmer, you know, at one of the Sprint stores in an autograph signing where several hundred people were left and upset that he left because he had to go to the ballpark and play ball, and they were pissed that they didn't get his autograph, right?
Yeah.
This kid, forget about it. You're going to have to take the Sprint Center for an autograph session for this kid if he ends up being the man.
Oh, and that's just a testament, too, to the different sports and just the fandom, the people, how crazy they go for football and compare that to baseball to where, if you just come in, if you're a good starting quarterback, you're one of your own, you're drafted in a town, you come in early and you put up some numbers, I agree.
So
he'll be a huge star.
You said a lot, but you haven't gone on the record on the floor and the ceiling. Do you have players?
Players? I've done I said like 26 and 14 for TD interception.
And his first year as a starter, so that means there's a 30-something out there, right? Presumably?
Say meaning that
like later in his career.
Sure. Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think look. I mean, yeah, the more you throw, the more chance you take. You might have some more interceptions, but you're bound to have more touchdowns as well. I think that's inevitably going to happen. So floor and ceiling.
Like I said, listen, if you wanted to say David Klingler, first round pick from a run and shoot offense with the Houston Cougars who went to the Bengals and just went,
yeah.
Hey, there you go.
Well, there's
a guy.
A lot of those to choose from.
He had a cannon for an arm. Like I can give you like you
but
want
even
the.
Even that seemed like it was more of a gimmicky offense than what Texas Tech ran, but it was.
It was a little bit thin, but I mean that's a guy that you can make that comp. I just don't see it in this kid.
So the guys that comes from offense like
you don't have to make it a perfect parallel because Jay Cutler played at Vanderbilt. He wasn't playing spread football.
Sure.
But he's got the cannon. That's where I thought of. But he's not Cutler or Jeff George, who had big arms and 10-cent. Heads. This kid
seems to
handle it all perfectly. Alex Smith gave glowing reviews of how he'll handle things. It was one of the reasons why I'm so bullish on the guy is how much Alex Smith hyped him last year sitting right here at this very table.
Well, and why we're here at this point.
As the guy over his shoulder.
And why we're here at this point, why Alex Smith isn't here already in year two.
Well, you've done a great job of stalling while Rob screams break.
This is worse than a feud answer. Just going blanker than I do on the feud.
That is tough.
Do break, I'll come back with two quarterbacks. Two guys that may or may not have played quarterback. How about that?
That's what you'll need to know next with Mick Schaefer here in the program. All right, a couple things you need to know. First of all, Zaire Smith, Texas Tech to the Suns, has suffered a major injury. Broken foot, you said?
Broken foot.
Yeah, so that is not good news for him or the 76ers who traded for him. And Mick Schaefer will now give us his floor and ceiling for Patrick Mahomes.
Obviously, his floor is Joe Flacco, big arm quarterback
on a
good team.
I like it.
Of course, I guess floor would be Super Bowl.
Right.
Which doesn't make sense because my ceiling is Dan Marino. Throwing in tons of yards, tons of touchdowns. He plays for the Chiefs. Still, they'll never win anything. How about that?
There you go.
The
floor is better than the ceiling.
It's better than the ceiling.
You have pulled it off, Mick. So impressive. So impressive, my friend. Great stuff as always, Mick. We'll talk to you again next week, buddy.
Thanks for having me.
All right, that's going to do it for us here today. We'll be back at camp next week here in the program.